Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 285 for Friday, February 27th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, taking direction from gains in soy oil. Canola values were $3 to $4 above unchanged, with the most active May contract checking in at $466.50 per ton. Canola received support from crude oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures, which were firmer. Commercial demand for canola remains strong, which underpinned the market. There are reports of some transportation problems in Brazil due to the threat of job action by truckers. The issues have largely been resolved, but logistics still have to return to normal. However, the gains were capped by the Canadian dollar, which was higher against its American counterpart. This made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. The large crop in South America also weighed down values, while any bounce before the weekend could be seen as a selling opportunity. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were slightly below unchanged, with the May contract checking in at $10.26 a bushel. The job action by truckers in Brazil has slowed the pace of soybean shipments from South America, as shipments from the heart of the country to ports have not been arriving in time. This has U.S. exporters crossing their fingers that China will look to it instead for soybeans. There could be some evening up of positions before the weekend. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the May contract sitting at $3.87 per bushel. There is some increased optimism for U.S. exports, as hedge fund managers have been buying supplies. The USDA says it has booked 140,000 tons of corn for delivery to Saudi Arabia. Corn will likely take its direction from soybeans and wheat throughout the day. U.S. wheat was 4 to 5 cents stronger, with the May contract at $5.05 per bushel. Cold temperatures across the Midwest have raised the potential for some damage to winter wheat crops during their dormant phase. Some winter kill has also been found in northern parts of Illinois and Indiana. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.